And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Dr. Jennifer Purcell. She's the Sitka Sound Science Center scientist in residence. She's a marine scientist who specializes in jellyfish. And joining Dr. Purcell is Lisa Bush, director of the Sitka Sound Science Center. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, and welcome to Sitka, Dr. Purcell. How long have you been here?
Just a couple of days, and it's been very, very nice. The weather's beautiful, and the people are friendly, and there are lots of birds. I like to watch birds and animals. I've met a sea lion, so it's very nice. I like it here.
Well, may I call you Jennifer? Is that okay?
Call me Jenny.
Jenny, okay. Yeah. Well, Jenny, you are in town because you're the resident fellow. What will you be doing while you're here?
Well, I hope to be able to teach the people in Sitka and engage them in some jellyfish learning and research and enthusiasm. The people of Sitka are very focused on the water, many fishermen and all, and jellyfish are in the water. Most people are aware of them, but only the big ones, and there are small ones as well. They're very beautiful, but they also are sort of negative for fish. In general, and I think that there's a combination of things that we can do together. The scientists and the people that are working on the water are maybe able to collect some jellyfish data, and so I'm hoping to get people enthusiastic about doing some of that.
How long have you been studying jellyfish?
I've been studying jellyfish nearly 40 years, and I was lucky to be able to get involved with them. I did actually some open water diving to study jellyfish, and I was early in the game where before people realized that jellyfish were important. We kept saying that. The people that studied them said that they were important, but very few people were listening. And now there seem to be increasing populations and increasing problems with jellyfish around the world. So a lot of people, the public and the media, are very concerned about the jellyfish. People don't like to be stung by jellyfish in general. So they're getting a lot more attention. So I was in on the ground floor and have a lot of experience now.
So you're saying that jellyfish numbers are increasing. Are they sort of an indicator species? Do they indicate something underlying that's happening in the ecosystem that we should be aware of?
Well, I think that they do, for sure. There are many, many things that humans have done to damage the environment, and the jellyfish seem to be very tolerant of most of those things and actually benefit from them, the things that we're doing. We've done a lot of things that damage the fish populations, like catch them, and that leaves more food for the jellyfish. So and global warming is probably affecting them as well. So lots of things that are working together.
What kind of jellyfish do we have here?
Lots. I collect, actually, on Thursday when I give my talk, I'll be bringing some. We went out yesterday and from a fish dock collected about six different species. Probably the ones that people see and relate to most are the moon jellies that form the big patches in the water, and then the lion's manes, which people don't like because they sting them quite badly. But there are a lot of little ones, too.
So, Lisa, can you tell us about Thursday? What's happening?
Well, yes, the University of Alaska and the Sitka Sound Science Center have a program called the Natural History Seminar Series that is run by Kitty LaBounty, who works at the university, and she's on the Science Center board. Jenny is going to be giving a lecture at 7:30 at the university. But I wanted to just also mention sort of a little bit about the evolution of how she arrived into town. And that really was sparked by a conversation I had with Steve Reifenstuhl at NSERA, who was telling us that NSERA was thinking of changing some of their release sites with Chinook salmon because of jellyfish. And that the jellyfish were getting in seiners were hauling in a lot of jellyfish, and trollers were bothered by the jellyfish as well. And then we, over the last 2 years, have been getting a lot of anecdotal reports of an increase in jellyfish populations in Sitka Sound. And Jenny is very modest, but she is one of the experts, the foremost experts on jellyfish, certainly on the West in the Pacific. And she studies them all over the world, in the Mediterranean as well. So we feel really lucky to have her in our community, to have an expert like this in our community. And I would really like to encourage people in the community who are listening now, if you have questions about jellyfish, stop by the Science Center or give us a call, and you can arrange to meet with Jenny. She's very accessible and very interested in talking to people in the community.
I've heard the back door is a good place to meet people in town, so maybe I will go there. I like coffee.
Yeah, and while she's in the community, she's going to be doing things in addition to the Natural History Seminar Series. She's going to be helping with the BioBlitz, and she's going to be in the Mount Edgecombe High School classrooms, and also in the meeting with the Keet Gushihin 5th Grade Super Science Club, and hopefully she's going to be, we're going to be setting up some meetings with fishermen as well. So a variety of things that we always like to do with our scientists and residency fellows, which is funded, by the way, by the National Science Foundation, to bring polar and subpolar scientists to our community and engage with the community about the topics of science. And we're so lucky in Sitka because people in Sitka are so interested in a breadth of scientific disciplines. So
Jenny, what compelled you to come up here when you were invited? What is it about Sitka that's interesting?
Well, I was I live down in Bellingham, and I actually thought this was a good connection. It doesn't seem like it's that far. I've worked in British Columbia and Alaska before, and one of the things that I want to talk about is large-scale sampling from the air of jellyfish, and it seemed like a very good connection between the two universities and marine labs. So I thought it would be fun to try and get the community, the whole, you know, academic community and the public involved in a larger scale effort of research.
So you're trying to do some citizen science while you're
yes,
here then?
Yes, definitely I'd like to do that.
Okay, and you're saying one of the first people to really be interested in jellyfish. Why? What was it about jellyfish that sparked your interest?
Well, I saw my first jellyfish when I was 4, and I remember that. It was in a freshwater lake in Missouri. But I knew I wanted to be a marine biologist when I was in high school, so even though I grew up in Kansas City. I just was lucky and ended up with an advisor that was working in the open ocean, and I knew a lot about the group, which includes corals and other stinging animals, that includes jellyfish. So I started studying jellyfish, and it was clear that nobody else was. And the more I learned about them, the more I realized how really interesting and, really interesting they are and important.
And so you're interested in some aerial surveys to get this overview mm-hmm. of populations. And boots on the ground, what are you hoping Sitkins can help you with a little more specifically?
Well, I think jellyfish come up in the nets. And I think that the fishermen and anybody that's interested in walking a dock, seeing a jellyfish, other regions have started citizen science programs with apps on their phone. People can take pictures and instantly record that they've seen a jellyfish. And this becomes a global database. You know, it's an amazing tool. It's very expensive. There are still very few jellyfish biologists compared with fish biologists, for example. You probably haven't met anybody but me. there are a lot of ways that people can help and contribute to the knowledge of jellyfish and how they interact with fish.
Well, Lisa, can you remind us how folks can get in touch with Jenny if they're interested in the citizen science or have questions about jellyfish or want to know more about how they can see Jenny?
The best thing to do is to call the Science Center and talk to Lauren Bell, who is the Scientist in Residency Fellowship Director, and set something up. Okay. 747-8878.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Dr. Jennifer Purcell, Sitka Sound Science Center scientist in residence, a marine scientist who specializes in jellyfish. We also heard from Lisa Bush, the director of the Science Center.